Parshas Vayakel Pkudei Beis Tfila Tovshin Ayin Hei. Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Dalad Vayomer Moishel Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Leimor Ze Adobah Shetziva Hashem Leimor. Hashem's commandment Kuh Miitchem Truma Hashem Kol Nitiv Libo Yavienu Yavienu Truma Hashem. We need to make a collection, a magbis, gold, silver, copper, treiles, vargomon, tzulashoni, v'sheish, v'yizim, ois eidim, odomim, v'chulei, etc. and etc. Superficially, it sounds like a b'di'evet situation. We want the Shekhinah. No, we need to have a Mishkan. Who's going to pay the bill? There's a bill, because we need building materials, expensive building materials, not prefab, gold, silver, copper, ooh, real materials, heavyweight. Oh, who's going to pay the bill? No, what can we do? We have a problem. We ask them, we'll be very happy, it'll be more convenient, it will just come down from Shamayim, ready, made, big avadik. Unfortunately, that we need the materials. No, b'di'evet, what can we do? We can't. The finance minister gets together and says, you know, Rabbi Yitzchak, you got to put taxes. There's no money. There's a budget to be met. And the box is empty. So we have to tax the people. Everyone has to come and cough up. Zob, kesef, and chayshes v'chulei. This is the superficial understanding, casual reading of these psukim. It's b'di'evet. We need the materials. We're forced to tax the people. Rabbeisai, big mistake. It's not b'di'evet at all. The Gro, on his Perush to Shir Hashirim, on the very last Pasuk in Perek Aleph, discussing the Pasuk for Arseinu Ranana. The Mishkan is the Chibur between Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Am Yisrael, like the bed of the couple. It's the Chibur. Arseinu. Hashem wants to come down. Am Yisrael needs to have a Lev Echad. Am Yisrael have to unify it, to share one Lev. How's that going to happen? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have one Lev, then we need everyone to participate in the Bnias HaMishkan, by the Nasius Lev, by the giving. This will create the which will facilitate Hashra'as HaShchinah. It's not b'di'evet, we're just in the red and we're forced to get the materials. Adrab, it's creating the Achdus which facilitates Hashra'as HaShchinah. That's what the Gross says. Rabbi says such a message over here. Everyone wants Hashra'as HaShchinah in their own home. Unity. Ish v'isha zachu Shchinah b'neihem. How do you receive? How do you get to the Lev Echad? How can they become unified? You know how? By giving. By giving up your kesef, your zov, your nechoshes. By giving, you are facilitate that will make the Lev Echad. Not by taking. Well, very famous, Rav Dessler's Kuntras HaChesed, we discuss is, how do you get to love? Cheap love, that the media tells us, is just enjoying yourself and taking. That's not real. Real love is by giving. And Rav Dessa there recites the story of a young couple with a child. And the mother was very, very attached to the child. She looked after the child. She was very, very attached to the child, as young mothers are. Then war broke out, probably the First World War, and the mother got separated from her child. The child was with the father on one side of the border, and the mother was by herself on the other side of the border, and they were separated for a few years. When the war ended, they reunited. But what was something was not the same. There was a change. The mother didn't feel, she yearned for her old love to her child. She didn't feel it anymore. The same child that she now re-met, she didn't have the same feelings to the child. But her husband did. What changed? It's the same mother. It's her baby, her child. What changed was that she had not been giving to her child since they were separated. She hadn't been giving to the child. Therefore, she didn't feel the love. But the father had been giving. Therefore, he was connected. Love, which is achdus, is created by giving. And therefore, a person who wants to build their relationships with their wife, with their children, wherever, not done by taking, it's by giving. Nesius leif, if you give up your kesef, your zov, your nechashes, that will create the leif echad, which will facilitate ashras hashchina. Not by taking, not by enjoying yourself, it's by giving and caring. That will create the ashras hashchina and the leif echad. Amazing idea. In Perek Lamed Tes, Posuk Lamed Beis, says the Torah, this is in Parshas Pkudei, Vateichel Kol Avodas HaMishkan Moel Moed. They finished making the Mishkan. Perek Lamed Tes, Posuk Lamed Beis. Vayasu bnei Yisrael, and they did kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Kein osu, they did, and that's what they did. Repetition. Vayasu bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. They did, and kein osu. Yes, yes, indeed they did. Repetition. Why say three times? Now again. Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Mem Gimel. Vayal Moshe es kol ha-malocha. Moshe observes and sees the malocha. Vinei osu oisa kasher tzivu Hashem. They did, and kein osu. Yes, they did. Vayvorech oisa Moshe. Again, osu oisa kasher tzivu Hashem. Kein osu. Repetition. Repeating yourself. They did, and they did. Three times Chazaka in Perek Mem, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Okay, third time. Vayas Moshe kechol asher tziva Hashem Moshe, kein osu. Again, Vayas Moshe, he did all that Hashem commanded him. He did it all, and kein osu, and yes, he did it all. Repetition. Okay, that's three times in this week's parsha, and back in Parshas Noach, all the way back to Parshas Noach, in Perek Bov, Pasuk Chav Beis, describing that Noach built the teva, it says, "Vayas Noach, kechol asher tziva Yisrael Elokim." He did all that Hashem commanded him, and guess what? Kein osof, and that's what he did. It's very strange. Very strange. Repetition. Every time. Doubling ourselves. What's behind this? It's So last week, I was in a shul in Petach Tikva. I randomly opened the sefer. A sefer called the Avnei Shoyam. I don't know anything about the sefer. It was just by random. The Siyata Dishmaya. And he says the following. That Be'emes, Hashem gave, when Hashem commanded to make the Klei HaMishkan, He gave the principles, the main sketch, the main outline of what He wants. But He didn't speak out all the minute details that wasn't given over. Exactly how to make this point, it wasn't given over. The main structure, the idea was given over. But the actual fine details were not given over. So what happened? Since they wanted so much to fulfill Hashem's will, and they followed the principles, they were zeicha by themselves to be mekayim the details that they weren't told about. And they actually did what Hashem wanted. And therefore, v'yasu bnei Yisrael k'chol asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. They did all that Hashem Moshe was commanded explicitly, and Cain also did all the rest all as Hashem willed. And that's we have all these repetitions. And likewise with Tevas Noach. Noach was told the general idea, the structure of the Teva, maybe how many stories it has, but the fine details, every room, how big to make it, where to put the wall, how wide to make the door. These type of details he wasn't told. But since he was Mekayim Rotzen Hashem, he got Siyata Dishmaya, that not only did he fulfill what he was commanded, but Cain also, even the minute details, he was also able to Mechaven, to fulfill Hashem's Rotzen for those things as well. What's the message for us? It's well known. There was a chassan who he went for hadracha for his marriage. So he was told by his teacher a few principles you got to keep from your gimel ikrim. Number one, yisoidais v'shorash avoda is you don't. When the floor is wet, you don't walk on the wet floor. This is Shoresh number one. And from the second, from the Gimel Ikrim, if you see a cockroach, Mochay Timche. Chiyuv Gomur to Mochay Timche, or any cockroaches in your house. Ibailu, as the Hosna Shaila. Ibailu, Meisivei, Ibailu. What's the din if you have a cockroach on the wet floor? Do we say that the esev mochay timche is doiche the late asev walking on the flat wet floor? Oidilma, no. Sheva taisa odif. The love of walking on the wet floor will stop the esev mochay timche. What's the din? What's the teretz? Huh? Do you have a pshitus? Do you have any rayas and shas and poiskim? Shainim achoinim? Bavi Yerushalmi? Any rayas? What do you tell such a chosn? What?
You can ask. That's better.
Ah, so what's the teretz? Rav Mordechai. What's the teretz? Esher Kaim Shneim, you're right, not. Boisai, the teretz is that we'll give you the principles, but the pratim, you have to work out yourself. Because it depends on the situation, who you are, who she is. What's the matter? How frightened is she? How much does she care? Can't give you hadracha for life exactly what you need to do every single moment of your forthcoming life to tell you what to do. But we can give you the principles. How do you work out? So, but the Maisa, what are you, how are you going to survive? How are you going to know what to do, the Maisa? The Teretz is, if you sincerely want to fulfill the principles, you get the Siyata Deshmaya to work out the details as well. And that's what happened over here. Vayasu bnei Yisrael kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. They really wanted to build the Mishkan. Wherever Hashem said they did, wholeheartedly, kein osu, in that merit, get the Siyata Deshmaya to achieve even what you haven't been told. You'll get the Bizecha to work it out. But if you're mezalza, you're careless, then you don't get, you won't be able to work it out. That's Yisoid for life. A person wants to grow, to get the Siyata Deshmaya, to work out the things which on the spur of the moment you have to decide. Elections! Elections, Minatoya Minolon. This week's parsha. What? Is that this week's parsha? Arboisai. Bechirois Minatoya Minolon. This week's parsha. Says the Gemara in Brachas Nunhei Amud Aleph, Ru'u Kol Hashem Meshem Betzalel Ben Uri Bechur Mikan She'im Emanim Paunas Al Hatzibur Elo Midaiton. A person who has a position over people, it has to be with their consent. That's why Hashem says in the Torah, Ru'u. See, that's Betzalel. You agree. He was, see, I want you to agree. If they wouldn't agree, then you couldn't take the position. That's the Gemara says in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, a parnas, a gabbai of a shul, has to be with the consent of the congregation. Ru'u kora Hashem etzadol ememanim parnas retzibur elam idaiton. Ad kan was my political speech. What? It says Ru'u. It says, see, I want you to see him. Look. He showed the people, look, here he is. And they consented. Had they really demonstrated, said, no, we don't agree? That's what the Gemara says. The Sefer Hasidim, Tov Kuf Samaches. Which Hasidus was the Sefer Hasidim? Huh? He wasn't a Hasid, long before any Shtraimloch came around. And the Sefer Hasidim, it's one of the Shoinim, says, if you have a few requests from your children, you're leaving a will, a legacy, your children, you have a few points. And your most important point, should you make it first or make it last? You have a list of tasks. The one most chaviv to you, should you say it first or say it last? What do you say? What do you think? Very good. Does everyone agree? What do you think? Well, the Sefer Hasidim points out in the previous parashas, Truma, Tetzave, Hashem starts off with Meleches HaMishkan. In Parshas Ki Tisa, Hashem wraps up with Shabbos. You've got to keep the Shabbos. After he commanded Moshe about Meleches HaMishkan, He told Moshe, keep the Shabbos. In this week's parasha, Parshas Vayakel, where Moshe is speaking to the people, he starts off with Shabbos. And then he tells them about Melech HaSa Mishkan. What's the difference? Why is the order indifferent? Says the Sefer Chasidim, Mikan, what's chaviv to a person, you say last. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Shabbos is more chaviv to him than Melech HaSa Mishkan. He said it last, so Moshe said it first. That's what he still learns out. Mikan, whatever's chaviv to you, you put last in the list. So we see the chavivus of Shabbos. Yalkut Shimoni, in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, brought down in Mishnah Brura, Reis Tzadik Vov, points out, Rabbi Seinu Bale Agoda Imrim, Mitchilas HaTorah VaTzofa, from the beginning of the Torah till the end, Ein Bo Parsha Shenemar Bereisha Vayakel, Elozois. The only parsha that starts off with Vayakel, the gathering, is this parsha. From the beginning of the Torah to the end, there's no parsha that starts off with Vayakel. Why? What's special about this parsha? Abba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asei lecha kihilois doilois, make big gatherings, and teach them Hilchos Shabbos, on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is the time when people are available. During the week, people are busy. They're doing melacha. They're making a parnasa. But on Shabbos, you have a day off. Vayakel. Make kehilois. Make shiurim. So people should learn Torah. The Bala Turim in this week's parasha, Darshans. Lois Varu Eish Bekol Moish Veitzechem Beyoim HaShabbos. Vayomer Moshe es, and Moshe starts telling him about the Mishkan. He observes that the last word of Shabbos is Hey and Tof, and Vayomer is Vav and Reish, the first letter and the last letter of the word, where Shabbos and Mishkan meet. Hey Tof Vav Reish is Torah, because Shabbos is the time for Torah. So we see that Shabbos Vayakel. You have to spend your time learning Torah. Now, we find there's a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Achila and Shtia. And yet, it's still a restricted heter. Let's see. The Ramah in Simon Reit Tzadik says the following: Poyalim, people work during the week. Then on Shabbos, you ask Yosef Batoira from the Tamid Chachamim who learn during the week. The Balabatim have to learn more Torah on Shabbos than the Tamid Chachamim. The Ramah in Shin Zayin Sif Aleph says, a person who likes speaking out the news. He has an oineg. For him, it's an oineg to speak out the news. Not discussing Russian horror politics. I say news. It's kosher news. There was a tornado somewhere. There was a plane crash. Whatever. On Shabbos Kodesh, is that appropriate? Says the Ramah. If it's an oineg, you have oineg in that, then you can speak out the news. It says the Mishnah Berurah, but only a bit. Don't exaggerate. It shouldn't cause bittul Torah. Because Iker Shabbos is to learn Torah. We find the Ramah in Reit Tzadik, Sif Aleph, Im rogil b'shanas tzoraim. A person is used, accustomed to taking a snooze on a, during the day, a midday snooze. Al yivat lenu on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you shouldn't stop your Shabbos shlof either, because it's oinek. Says the Mishmar, still you have to be careful. There shouldn't be too much. Because even Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't have too much sleep. And says the Shlo, people who fill in this, they tuck in, they fill in their stomachs on Shabbos, and because of they eat so much, what happens to them? Huh? They get tired. Says the Ramo, Eini kroim anginas haShabbos. Don't think that they're being adding the Shabbos. They're adding themselves through Shabbos. You're not doing a toiver for Shabbos eating so much. Rather, you're wasting your food and your body. Chaval noichel, you tucked in. A waste of food. Why? Because you eat so much and you become tired. Therefore, what should be done? Ella, yoichaz v'yishte b'simcha v'tuv leva. To eat happily, but don't fill in your stomach. Ma'at hakamus v'rav ha'echus. To have a small amount of quality food. Good, tasty food that's easy to digest. Mutam umetukon v'kal iku. Easy to digest, a small amount, and good quality. And therefore, you can sleep a bit, but the ikar is, should be there. During stage, we are steiging away, because the Ikar Shabbos is the day you're off. It's the time to spend the time to use for Torah. And he quotes the Avudraham. The Avudraham asks, why do we have Shalashudas, a third meal? Who needs a third meal? Says Avudraham, Apia Nigle. There's reasons why Pisoid. Apia Nigle. Why do you need a third meal? The answer is that in your first meal of the day, don't panic. A person may think, this is it. There's no more meals. I'm going to tuck in and tuck in. Like the camel before he goes out to the desert. Fill in. I tell him, don't panic. There's a third meal coming along. Tiraga. So you should, therefore you should have ma'at hakamus rava'ichos. Anyway, the point is that not to abuse the Shabbos. There's a famous moshul of the Magid Midubna that there was once an oni went collecting, went from town to town to collect. He needed food to put on the table, he would go collecting. And he came to a faraway city and he meets there's someone there, one of the balabatim of the city, who actually comes from his hometown. And this guy was so happy to meet someone. In those days, there's no communications. And he was, how's Pliny doing? And what's happening? What's the matzav of the shul? No, they built the shul already. What's the matzav? Who's the mayor of Hule? Who's the pounders of the tzibur? Anyway, the Oni said, excuse me, I came here to make money. You're wasting my time. He said, Shema, listen to me. How much are you going to make in the round? If you make 100 rubles, I'll pay up front. I want you to eat by me and fill me in. So the Oni came. So the Oni asked, can I have something to eat, something to drink? And he was given. And before you know it, the Oni dozed off. He was like half answering the questions, then he stopped answering the questions. What did the Barabbas tell him? Wake up! What did I give you all this food for? So you should spend time on you to tell me what's happening. Spend time with me. I didn't give you all this so you should eat and fall asleep. Says Magid Midubna, come Shabbos. What Shabbos for? Hashem says, you know, during the week you're so busy. One day on me. Today, no daigas, devuolai, bani parea. I give you the food, everything's on me. But I want you to tell me, spend time with me. Learn my Torah, speak to me. What do? We eat, and we drink, and we fall asleep. Same idea. Bekitzur, bottom line is that. Bottom line is, there's a mitzvah to oinek Shabbos. It's all true. We can't abuse it. A person has to make a cheshbon, make sure to do things in the right balance. They should be manik the Shabbos, eat well, sleep well. It can't be that the Shabbos just passes by and all the time went just on other things that we didn't manage to find time to learn Torah v'chulei. The pasuk in Lamed Tes, Perek Lamed Tes, pasuk Zayin, describes the Avnei Shoyham. It says the Avnei Shoyham, says the pasuk, Avnei Shoyham Zikaroi Nebnei Yisrael. These give Bnei Yisrael memory to remember. Simple meaning of the pasuk is a Zikaroi by nu. Who's going to remember? Who remembers? Our names are inscribed on the Avnei Shoyham. To remember, who's going to remember? Hashem. Like it's chus. Says the Mishnah Chochma that we are going to remember. That we are going to remember. That what? By us remembering how important we are, that our names are inscribed on the Avnei Shoyham, this will prevent us from doing a chet. We find by Yosef. Yosef went through a very difficult trial with Eishes Potiphar, and he was almost on the brink of sitting with her. So Yaakov Avinu, he saw Dmus Yuknei Shel Aviv, and Yaakov told him the following. Says the Gemara, this is the Gemara in Soita Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Omar lo Yosef, Asidim Achin Yichtevu Al Avnei Eifod Vata Beneihem. You should know your brother's going to write all the names on the Avnei Eifod. Do you want your name to be erased? And that stopped Yosef from sinning. But we see that what's the Yisod we're learning from the Meshech Chochma? One way of combating the Yetzer Hara is thinking about the punishments you're going to get, the Gehenim, how hot it's going to be. But this is a different way. Think of the mile you're going to lose. Look, you're so choshuv, you're inscribed in the Avnei Shoyham, how could you sin? And I heard from Avob many times. Avob would say over from the Mashgiach Zichron Avroch. And the Mashgiach, referring to Rabbi Rucham, Avob would say, a person has to know his chisroinos. A person has to know his bad midos to deal with them. But oy vavoy, he would scream. But oy vavoy, a person doesn't know his milus, his good traits. Again, it's bad. You don't recognize your bad traits. But oy vavoy, we don't recognize your good traits. Why? Because through your good traits, you can build yourself and elevate yourself. Just to work on the negative, it's not going to work. But if you recognize your mitzvahs, this will help you grow and deal with the negative things as well, of course. And that's what we learn from this Meshech Chochma. Avnei Zikaron, you should remember. Wow, we're so choshu, we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our names are inscribed in the Avnei Shoyham. It's not for us, we can't sin. Not for me. We're so choshu. Remembering our mitzvahs, this can help us grow so much. In Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chov Zayin, Vanesim Hefius Avnei Ashoyam Mes Avnei Amiluim Leifod Velachishon. The Nesim provided the Avnei Shoyam, but it says Nesim without. Why is that? Rashi brings down Om Rabbi Nosson. Maru nesim nisnadev b'chanukas ha-mizbeach t'chilo. Why is it better than Siyim? By the Hanukkah HaMizbeach later on, they were the first, they jumped ahead to give. When it comes to Melechas HaMishkan, they were the last. Why is that the case? Because the Nesiim said, Yisnadvu Tzibu Mashem Yisnadvim. Let everyone give what they give. Whatever's left, we'll cover. We give them the blank check. We'll match. Whatever they don't bring, we'll bring. And what happened? Am Yisrael brought everything. So therefore, what was left, they brought the Avnei Shoyam. Since they were lazy, therefore they lost the letter from the name. The Shaydes was, isn't that a good calculation? Give everyone else a chance. Let everyone else bring what they give, what they want to give, and we'll fill in. What's wrong with that svara? Isn't it a good svara? Makes sense, no? Everyone else will give. We'll fill in whatever's left. So Adra, but wasn't really expected. What? Very good. Rabbi says in Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Vov, in Vov, talking about Midas Atlus. Says in Mesillas Yesharim, if you speak to the Otzel, he'll bring you rayas, ma'amorim rabim, ma'amorim chachomim, or mikrois min ksuvim. He'll bring you rayas from Chazal, from the psukim, the ta'anas min aseichan, logical ideas, that all will justify his laziness. But says the Mesillas Yesharim, but he doesn't see that the source for all these riots are his laziness. That is twisting the sources. Because the pasuk says, Chochem Otzel Beinov, Mishiva Mishivetam. The Otzel is clever in his eyes than seven other people coming to refute him. In other words, a person, there's a shoresh to everything. Externally, it sounds very good. That everyone else will bring, and we'll fit in. But Chazal are telling us, but the shoresh of the dover was the atlas. That's where it stemmed from. There's a hidden shoresh in the Chovas Halvavos, in the Akdama to the Sefer. Says the Chovas Halvavos, he discussed in why he wrote the Sefer, and he decided. I decided I'm going to back out. Why? I don't really get everything properly. Second of all, I am not acquainted enough with the Arabic, with Arabic language. It was written in Arabic, and he didn't have it well enough, fluent enough. So he decided to back out. So let other people do it. Then he says, you know what? He says, after I decided to get out of this and let my friends do it, shavti v'chashadati es nafshi. I went back and I suspected myself al shebachra b'menucha, that I'm looking to have an easier life, lishkoim b'mo'in ha'atzlo v'hashked v'betcha. And he says, I re-evaluated and I realized that all my svaras, I don't know Arabic enough and I don't get the inyanim enough. The shoresh is from atzlus. This is easy not to do it. V'zachisi ledivra oimer. And I remembered what person who said, Mina Zirus Shoitar Beli Zohir. Part of caution is not to be extra cautious. By being extra cautious, you won't get anywhere. So Mina Zirus, you want things to get done, you can't be over careful. That's why you went ahead and wrote the Sefer. That's why Amiso has got so much from that Sefer, Choyves Havomes. Mina Zirus. Don't overdo it. You get nowhere. That's one mahalach. And the second mahalach, I just say in 1 minute, it's a very dangerous thing to be said, but I hear the tzibur of people over here, you can say it. I wouldn't believe what I'm going to say, but that's what Chaim Shmulevitz says. Chaim Shmulevitz in Tov Shin Lamed Beis Tetzaveh. It says it's mamish wild, and don't pass it on. It says of Chaim Shulevitz, a person who has avo doesn't make cheshbonos. If you love something so much, you just do it. The very fact they had a cheshbon, oh, we'll let other people bring, then we'll bring what's left, shows a lack of ava. Because if you really love the Mishkan, you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, you jump ahead, you're first in line. You don't wait. And therefore, the fact that the cheshbon shows a lack of ava. So that's why mysterious nefesh is learned from V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. Why? Because if you make cheshbonis, you always have a reason not to do, not to be moisa nefesh. Give up your life. You can rationalize. If you think, rationalize, get out of it. But therefore, in Avas Hashem, you have to love Hashem so much, without thinking, just jump ahead and kill yourself. Whatever it means. And he says, that's the Maisa with the Gemara and Brachas Daf Chof, where the Gemara says that, why is the Rishonim got, they got Siyata Dishmaya? Because they were Moisa Nefesh. What was the Mesirus Nefesh? That there was a Samoiro saw a woman wearing a red cloak, and he jumped on her and saw it, and then he had to pay 400 zuz. That was a Mesirus Nefesh. He said, Ma, what do you see from there? Adrabi was wrong. He didn't make it. He had such a love. He cared so much. He just did it. Without even thinking. So it's very dangerous, very wild. It's a wild thing to say. That's how he learns. And therefore, the very fact that the cheshbon shows a lack of ava. Okay, it's a chiddush. I mean, on the other hand, we have a cloud called Ashe Oda Mefachet Tomit. The person has to think. That's what he says. Yisha Koyach, thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. And the second share will follow in a few minutes. Thank you very much. Yeah, that type of thing. Ashe Oda Mefachet Tomit. And I said, he made a mistake. He ripped her clothes and she was a good. He had to pay for it. But it showed him this stuff. He had such an ava, he just went ahead, jumped ahead.